Okay, reasons why we are to assemble together. I'm going to pray first. Bow your heads. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you are here with us because of your word says, if two or three are assembled together, Father, you are in our midst. And we thank you and we praise you and we exalt you, Father God. We wouldn't be here without you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for your son. Thank you, Lord. I ask you to bring forth this message, Father God, by your Holy Spirit, Father God, and help me to say what you want and leave off what you want and bless your children, Father, by opening their hearts and minds and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. We appreciate it, Father God, and we thank you, thank you, thank you again, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. I want to start out with this one thing. I always start off with the scripture, and I will. I want to start out with this one thing. You are going to hear two words in this message, by grace, I pray. I'm going to repeat them a lot. Assemble together, in that way, shape, or form, assembling or assemble together. Going to hear that a lot. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 says, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, but encouraging one another as you see the day drawing near. That was the New King James. I'm going to read it in the Passion. Hebrews 10, 25. This is not the time to pull away and neglect meeting together. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge one another onward. Okay. Acts 1, 4. And being assembled together, that's all I'm going to read of that, Acts 1, 4. And being assembled together, guess what? They heard from Jesus. He said, John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Hallelujah. When you're assembled together, you will hear from Jesus. Psalms 111, 1 says, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. That's David saying that. Okay. The word church means assembly of the called. People who have said yes to following God through Jesus Christ. We are now to assemble together in a local church. That's God's plan. That is God's plan. Luke 4:16 says, so he, Jesus, came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and he entered the synagogue, which was a church, as was his custom on the Sabbath. So, y'all, Jesus went to church ever since probably he was born. He went to church ever since he was born. Hello, Jesus went to church. Hallelujah. Think about it. Think about it. Jesus went to church. Church, oh my God, church means church, a building where people assemble together to worship God. Now, David, in the Old Testament, David would be singing psalms and then go into prophecy. Psalms 22:22. It is like Jesus talking to his Father. I will declare your name to my brethren, which he did. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you, my Father. I added my Father. Jesus said that. Okay. The reason why we have a local church, now this is a no-brainer, I'm just going to throw it in, okay? The reason why we have a local church, because all of us Christians, I looked it up, 2.54 billion. Praise God, somebody. 2.54 billion identify as Christians. They couldn't go to the same church building, of course, you know that. I just threw that in there. I like looking things up. It is really God's plan to have spiritual families all over the world. And he did, and he does, and he wants it. Called, and they are called the local church. Okay, so I have heard this before. Some may say, well, we are the church, and that's true. But God's plan is for us to assemble together in a local church to worship. Some may say, we are the church. Well, God wants us to assemble together in one building called the local church. They can't say, well, I'm the church, I'll be at the park. Or I'm the church, I'll be at 7th and Main. Then where is the assembling together? Ephesians 4:11 says, he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. So if you are some of them people I'm talking about, some. So if you, the church, are in the park, why did he make pastors? He made pastors to shepherd his flock. We are the sheep of God's pasture, Psalms 95:7. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. I love that scripture. Now this, I just threw this in here, okay, but there is some analogies here if you pick up on it, okay. You know, sheep in the natural need a shepherd. Sheep cannot go off by themselves. They could get lost. They could be devoured by wolves. They could drown, even if it's too high at all, because their wool is so heavy, it would just take them over, and they could drown in 7 inches. Okay. Now, sheep in the natural. Sheep cannot navigate on their own. They are not homing sheep. Sheep cannot bear burdens. They are not pack sheep. Sheep cannot defend themselves. They are not attack sheep. Their teeth are not sharp, and they have no claws. God designed the local church for the safety of his sheep, and that is the truth. When God speaks correction or warns us through our pastors, he is protecting us from error and deception and wolves, y'all. Pastors are to feed, lead, love, and protect. Pray for them every day, and that's true. Pray for them every day. Ephesians 4:12 says, the pastor is to teach and equip his flock for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And Psalms 23, you all know that. Everybody knows that. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. God's under-shepherd is the pastor. 1 Peter 5:2 says, shepherd the flock of God. The flock, and then it stops. The flock is God's, but he has entrusted his flock to his pastors. Now, y'all know this. We come into the church to receive understanding of the word so we can go out to minister to the unbelieving world. 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are ambassadors for Christ. We have been given the ministry of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5:18. Now listen, people have citizenship in heaven already. Everybody has citizenship because Jesus died for everybody, once for all. People have citizenship in heaven already. They just don't know how to get their heavenly passport, their travel pass, their visa. Okay, that's our job as ambassadors for Christ. Now, this is what we do when we are in our local church and our pastors are preaching. Listen, that's one thing we do when pastors are teaching. Listen means to absorb with the intention of application. That's being a doer of the word. Now, Kenneth Hagin said, your local church will be the place where you receive your next step or your next directive in your destiny, in your life. God goes step by step by step to get you where he wants you to be. We are a work in progress all the time. Philippians 1:19 says, for I know this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, our pastor taught on this years ago. I remember it. He said we all have a supply when we come to church, when we come to our local church and assemble together. You may have the right words to comfort a person who has just lost their job, because you lost your job 6 months ago, so you could encourage her. But what if that morning you chose to stay home? That supply was not meant that morning for that lady. No condemnation, but I mean, you're getting the message though, you know? Okay. Or what if you think, I'll stay home this Sunday, I'm tired, but that morning, Pastor had a word right from God just for you. Church should be a vital part of your life. Not, I think I'll go, I don't think I'll go, I think I want to go. It should be vital. God wants it that way. You know, it's about honoring God and obeying his word. He gives you grace to do that. Grace, grace, grace. Thank you, Lord. Okay. See, I don't know where I'm going with this. Let's see. I seen a post on Facebook, and it said this. I challenge you to say, God, I love you. 1.5 million said like. 2.1 million comments. Most of them said, I love you, God. 40,000 shared. Now, the same God whom they said they loved is the same God who said, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. So I'm getting ahead of myself. To love God is to obey his commands. 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. I'm glad I had a backup scripture for Google. No? Okay. There are benefits to being in your local church. You can call or text for prayers at this church. It goes to our intercessors, and we pray. There's, I don't know, about quite a lot of people that pray once you call in for prayer. Okay. And if you are a member of this church, we can get you married and buried. Not the same day. Hopefully not the same day. It depends on who you marry. I didn't really know how to word that, y'all. Okay. Another benefit to being hooked up to this church is some of your tithes and offerings go to Spirit Network Radio, which Ish sends the CDs to the Spirit Radio Network, and it carries pastors' teachings. You out there, you are involved in bringing Jesus Christ to the world. Okay, here are some people who emailed back. Listen to this. We have a setting on our GlobeStat for your broadcast. That way we never miss hearing you. This is from Janice Pepper in London. Okay. Thank you for delivering the strength of God's word to so many who are very much in need to hear it. This is from Jamal Zagari or something like that. Morocco. Okay, this other guy says, I listen with my family and we are blessed by your ministry. That's Maria Suarez, Lima, Peru. Okay. Blessings to you in your reach out that teaches me so much about God. Laura Aras from San Jose, Costa Rica. Okay, and I have many of these. I didn't bring that many. Okay. I listen to your broadcast a lot and have joy to know the Lord. Bless you, Pastor Edmonds, from Russia. No name. From Russia, y'all. Praise God forevermore. Okay. People must live with Christ in their lives and everything will be right. Blessings to you, Roberta Puente, Santiago, Cuba. Hallelujah. Okay. Your work for God's kingdom is admirable. From Suzanne Hoffer, Salzburg, Austria. Okay, listen to this. My family and I are regular listeners. Thanks for your broadcast. Gothenburg, Sweden. That's Alexander Sadilba. Okay. Some of these names are wild. Okay. I want to tell you I like your broadcast. I am glad to have you bring the message of the Lord to me. Jomo Mutur from Mombasa, Kenya. I think I just got just a couple more. Okay. I was really touched by your broadcast and you lightened my load. Dominique Hidalgo from Toulouse, France. Okay. Thank you for this program today. I got you on my GlobeStat and I am very pleased. We do not have programs like this here, and I want to hear more of your work. That's Colin Zuna from Durban, South Africa. You know what? Being hooked up to this church, this local church, you are sending gospel of Christ all over the world. By bringing in your tithes and offerings, you know, a part of it goes to that. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I can touch people's lives indirectly. Praise God forever. Another benefit to being tied to a local church. Proverbs 28:20 says, "A faithful man will abound in blessings." I've taught this so many times; it ain't funny. When I heard that scripture in my last church, I had been in my last church 11 years. A faithful man will abound. You see, I didn't get past the word abound. You know what I mean? But I had to back up and go, a faithful man. And after being a doer of the word, I thought, I want to be faithful. I needed some abounding, y'all. I needed some abounding. Okay. I was being faithful in my church in Ozark. Ish was being faithful to this church. God hooked us up. The faithful shall abound in blessings. I've been abounding ever since. I just have a generous husband. I can't help it. Be faithful to attend the services. Things to be faithful about. Be faithful to attend the services. Be faithful online. Write comments. Let the pastor know you're listening, that you're involved. Okay. Be faithful in your tithes and offerings. God wants you to abound in blessings. Be faithful in what God says in his scriptures. Be faithful to pray for your pastors and the services. Just be faithful. If you have a job in the church, be faithful to do it. Be faithful to assemble yourself together in your local church. Remember, assembling together in your local church is God's plan. He loves spiritual families all over the world. Think about this. Batteries eventually give up, but we have an unending source of power and strength from God. His power has a built-in recharge. All we need to do is stay plugged in and connected to him through our local church. I'm ending. Ephesians 5:25. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. You know, we honor him by assembling together in our local church. Praise God forever. Praise the Lord forever. Praise the Lord forever. Praise the Lord forever.